Letters to Daniel, Volume 5. Letter 366. More of, more than Vicodin. Or, I want my MTV. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2015. In the sixth month, on the 27th day of the sixth month.
6th of June 2015, in Letter 25, Volume 1, The Day of 7, Part 3, Pain Management, I talk about a spiritual phenomenon that I simply call More Than Vicodin. This was also the same time that Jesus revealed Angel Gabriel to me in his glorified form. After the Day of 7 came to an end, and I had the summer of 2000 off for my back to heal, my pain pretty much came to an end, other than the ongoing nerve pain in my left foot. But that pain was low enough that I could pretty much ignore it if I found something to do that grabbed my attention. I don't remember when, but as my pain level decreased, my need to take the hand of Jesus to lower my pain diminished. And so that part of our relationship came to an end. But the MTV effect has returned. Please allow me to explain. In relative terms, the amount of pain I have had to endure in the past 5 years has been many times greater than what I had when I was working for G2 in 1999 and 2000. And it increases with any new spiritual wars we engage in. Last weekend we completed the audio prayers for letters 359, removing the fingerprints of witchcraft, and 360, the prayer of Jesus against all Hindu gods. And the following Monday night we prayed both of these while at work. And Tuesday night we prayed these in some of the 310 audio prayers as well. But by Wednesday morning I was in very high pain. Even after taking all of my medications, which includes Vicodin and Lorazepam, I still couldn't get to sleep. I think it was at 1:30 p.m., after checking with the Lord, that I called sick from work. With the Lord's help I finally got to sleep and slept until about 9 p.m. I pretty much knew that I had to recover from the two prayer songs that spoke against such ancient enemies of mankind. So, I started to feel better just being at home, and I spent the night working on letters 360 through 365. But sometime in the middle of the night, About an hour after taking a pain pill, I started to feel real high. Almost to the point of what some would call being drunk or even being slain in the spirit. I knew this was the same, more than Vicodin, or MTV, effect that I had experienced before, and I also knew it was a stronger version of what I had experienced. The reason I didn't act drunk is because I have a high degree of self-control, and I practice what the scripture calls being sober-minded. Otherwise I would have gone to the floor and talked with a drunken slur. As it was though, I thought it wise to take Angel Gabriel's advice and go lay down on my bed. I just laid there and relaxed for a while until the MTV wore off a little, then I went back to doing things. Last night at work at about 2:30 a.m., Gabriel, acting as the great physician's assistant, dosed me again with the same stuff. It wasn't quite as strong as it was at home, but it was pronounced. The real nice thing about it was it helped to distract me from what I call the 2-4 syndrome. This is the time of night that I am most susceptible to boredom and depression due to the lack of any scheduled work to be done. So being drunk in the spirit, or the MTV effect, hopefully will become a routine part of my work schedule. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.
Money.